Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Beginning tonight's shir, in the beginning of Siman Reish Samech Vav, we are on page 80. Siman Reish Samech Vav is Din Mi Shehich Shechlo Baderech, the halacha of someone that was traveling and all of a sudden it became Shabbos. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Mi Shehoya Bo Baderech, one who is traveling on the way, the Kidesh Olav Hayom, and then the Kedusha came, Shabbos came, V'hayu Imo Mos, and he had money with him, he was holding on to money, V'yesh Lo Chamoro, and he has with him his chamor, his donkey, V'gam Yesh Imo Eno Yehudi, he also has a goy. So he's holding money, he has a chamor, and he has an Eno Yehudi. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Lo Yaniach Kiso Al Chamoro, what he might have thought to do is to place his money on the donkey for Shabbos. Says the Mechaber, do not place the money on the chamor. Mipnei shu mitzuva al shvisaso. There's a mitzvah called shvisas behemto. Not only do you have to rest on Shabbos, you have to make sure that your animals rest on Shabbos. The same way you can't be carrying, your chamor can't be carrying. So don't place the money onto your chamor. You are commanded on the shvisa of the chamor. So rather, what should you do? Ela no sein kiso le'eno yehudi. Give your money over to the guy, lahulicho lo, to walk it for you, to bring it along for you, ulumotzei Shabbos locho mimenu, and then after Shabbos you'll take it back from him. Vafilu lo nosan lo sachar alze, even if you do not pay him for this. Now, as we'll see in the Mishabura, paying him is really better, like we learned way back when in the beginning of Chela Gimel, that if you're paying a guy for a job and he can really do the job whenever he wants, so it's a little bit less connected to you. But Zakta Mechaber, even if you didn't give him any money for the job, so he's just doing your shlichus, so you're doing an isra of Amir Lakam, you're asking the guy to carry your money for you, that is what you should do. The Afal Pish and the Sono Lo Misha Chashecha, even though after all you're giving him the money after Shabbos started already, and you're asking him to carry for you, that's what you should do, that is Mutter. So again, you should not place the money on your animal because you are commanded to make sure your animal rests, but rather you should give your money to the guy, have him walk it for you, even though it's after Shabbos started, and there's an Isra of Amir Lakum. In this case, as the Mechaber tells us, it is Mutter. That is all by one's wallet, by one's own money. Aval imotza mitziah. But if a person was traveling on Erev Shabbos and all of a sudden he finds a mitziah, Eino yachol litno le'eno yehudi, that you are not allowed to pass on to the guy, Ela imkein ba'al yado mibodyom, unless it actually came into your hands while it was still day, the hash to havi kakiso. Once you picked it up during the day before Shabbos started, so now it's already your wallet. So now, of course, you can give it to the guy to carry. But if you're finding it as Shabbos is starting, it's already Shabbos and now you're finding it, you can't pick it up and give it to the guy. In that case, it's going to be usur. There's a very big musr attached to this, and we'll see the reason in Mitzvah Shem shortly in the Mishabura. So says the Mishabura of Katan Aleph, again we said in the Mechaber, one is walking or traveling on Erev Shabbos, and it becomes Shabbos. He has with him money, he has a chamor, he has a goy. Don't place the money on the chamor like you might think to do, because you're commanded on shvisas behemta, your animal must rest, he can't do mulach of you. Rather, give it to the goy, which normally would not be allowed, but in this case, as we'll see, it is mutter. Says the Mishabura, Esher, it's possible to hu adin kishesachar esa chamor meinu yehudi. It could be the same halacha would apply, even if it didn't belong to you, the chamor, but you were renting the chamor from a guy, the yesh omrim deschirus kanya lechumra, because there are those who say that a rental is a kinyan lechumra, and therefore, even though you only rented the animal, it's like your animal, and you're still commanded to have that animal rest. Ukamosha kasav simen reish menvav, like we saw earlier in reish menvav. So that's if you own the animal or you're renting the animal. Aval im sochar esa eino yehudi. But if you don't own the animal, you didn't rent the animal, what you did is you hired a guy. Sheyolichenu l'makom ploni. You hired the guy to get you to a certain location. So im kein lo sochar esa chamor. So you paid him to get you there. He gave you a chamor to use. It's not your chamor. You're not renting the chamor. You're not owning the chamor. It's the guy's chamor. So im kein lo sachar sa chamor. In that case, when you hired the guy, you didn't rent a donkey. The ha'eino yehudi chayev mezonos v'achray sa chamor. The guy is chayev to feed the animal. The guy is chayev for the achray. If something happens to the animal, it's not your responsibility. It's the guy's. V'lo sachar dafka chamor zemimenu. And even though he gives you this donkey to ride to your location, it's not that specific donkey that you have rented from the guy. You don't care which donkey you have. Im kein pshita de'ena Yisrael mitzuv al shvisaso. If so, it's not your animal, it's not the animal that you rented, and it's 100% clear that you are not chayav to make sure this animal rests on Shabbos. Al kein, therefore, tov yoser shi'aniach ha'kol al ha'chamor. In that case, when the chamor is not yours, it's certainly better to put the money on the chamor. So again, really, if the chamor is not yours, of course it's better to put it on the donkey. You're not responsible for the donkey. It's not yours. You're not renting it. The guy, you have an isra of amir lakum, so you want to avoid amir lakum, put it on the donkey. We're discussing the mechaber where it's your donkey. Possibly you only rented the donkey, which is like yours, so then it's better to give it to the guy than to place it on the donkey. However, says the Mishabura, in this case where it's not your donkey at all, and it's better to place the money on the donkey, there's no Isra, she says, Behemto. But Zok the Mishabura, there's one other possible problem that can come up that you have to avoid. Ach Yizor Shelo Yeh Mechamer. But you have to make sure that even if the animal is not yours, so you're not responsible if the animal rests on Shabbos, but you want to make sure that you're not over the Isra of Mechamer. Tahainu Shelo Yigar Behema Shetelech Mikolo. You want to make sure that you're not making a noise that is going to cause the animal to travel because of the noise you made. Oshar Dvarim Shemach Maso Telech Behema. Or anything else that you might do that will cause the animal to walk. The Isra Mechamer Shayach Afiwa Behema Sheino Shelo. As we'll see shortly, the Isra of Mechamer, which is causing an animal to do malacha, so you're whistling or you're clapping or you're making any kind of noise, you're screaming, and that's causing the animal to go. So together you're doing the malacha of carrying, that is Mechamer, and that is also according to many poskim, even if the animal is not yours. So in this case of the Mishabura, where you don't own the animal, you didn't rent the animal, you hired a guy to get you from place A to place B, and he gave you a chamor to use, it's no shaykhas to the chamor. Better to place your items on the chamor. There's absolutely no isra, she says, behemto. But Zakta Mishabura, you have to make sure that it's not going to be traveling because of any noise that you made, because then you're over the isra of mechamer, even though it is not your animal, according to many poskim. Sivkot and Beis. In the case of the Mechaber, where you do own the Chamor, or like the Mishabura said, possibly you're renting the Chamor and some hold that rental is a Kenyan. So in that case, you give your wallet to the guy. Says the Mishabura, Sef Katan Beis, Av Shehaino Yehudi Shlucha Lisa B'Shabbos, even though you're making the guy your messenger to carry for you on Shabbos, which is Aser, Mikol Makom Hikilu Chachamim, still in this case, the Chachamim were lenient. Mishum de kimluhu, because Chazal understood, Sha'odom bohul al mamono. A person is very concerned over his money that it shouldn't get lost. And they were worried. Ve'ilo sharis lei, if they don't allow him to give it to the guy, to be over the Issa d'Rabbanan of telling the guy to do malacha for you, which is carrying, Asi lide iser chamur. Iser chamur. Then it's going to lead you to do a more strict iser sheyolich arba'amos b'shesarabim. If we don't allow you to give it to the guy and do an iser d'rabbanan of amir al-akum, we're worried you're going to carry the money yourself. That's an iser d'araisa to carry dal amos b'shesarabim. The ayin ba'achorim shekasu. Look in the achorim that they write. The bizman hazeh deleka b'shesarabim l'kama poskim. Nowadays, that many poskim hold that there is no such thing as a b'shesarabim, it doesn't exist. Nami din ahachi. The din is still the same. So even though it would only be an iser Durabanan of you carrying it yourself, it's still better to give it to a guy. That would be a Durabanan on a Durabanan. Because you're telling the guy to carry, which again, if it's not Rishon Rabbim, it's only Durabanan. And Amir Lakum is Durabanan. So that would be a more lenient Isser. So even if there's no Rishon Rabbim, so you're not facing a Daraisa, it is still better to give it to the guy. And we don't want you to carry it by yourself, because you can give it to a guy, it's a Shvus. The Shvus, carrying it yourself, is a regular Isser Durabanan. Zaktim is Shabura Vaitis of Katan Gimel. We said, instead of putting the wallet or the money on the chamor, you should give it to the Eino Yehudi. Says the Mishabura, V'im yesh lo masa kovet ala chamor. Let's say you're carrying a heavy load on this chamor, o ba'agola, or on the wagon. V'efshar lo litno le'ino Yehudi. You can't lift it up to give it to the goy. So you can't do the eitzah that's discussed in the Mechaber. V'gami efshar li'zor b'madde kosa b'sebeiz. You also do not have available to you that which the Mechaber is going to tell us in sebeiz. L'salek ha'maso b'chol pam shetaskal ha'behima l'lachas. We're going to see in sebeiz, if you don't have a guy with you, so we said in Sif Aleph, it's better to give it to the guy. But if you don't have a guy, all you have is an animal, so you have no choice, you put it on the animal, but you don't want to have the animal really do malacha for you, that's an issue, she says behemto, and therefore you want to make sure the animal doesn't do an akira and hanacha. He doesn't start his walking with your load on and stop his walking with your load on, and therefore the mechaber tells us that base, if all you have is an animal, So then you place the load on the animal, and in order that it shouldn't be a chiyav daraisa, so what you do is you place it down after the animal starts walking. So when he did his akira, he wasn't holding anything. You place it on as he's walking, so you avoid this iser. So says the Mishabur over here, so he said in the Mechaber, you give the wallet to the goy. But if it's so heavy, if it's a load that you can't hand it over to the goy, so you can't do that eitzah, and also you don't have the eitzah sebeis, because it also involves lifting it up and then putting it back down, you can't do that. To start removing the load each time the animal is going to start walking and putting it down while it's walking, it's too heavy. You can't give it to the goy, you can't lift it up and down from the animal either. So what do you do? So says the Mishabura, Yira lahaknos mi bodyom achamor lohainu Yehudi kidin Torah. So you should make a kinyan and you should give your animal over to the guy. Make a kinyan, give it to the guy, and therefore it's no longer your animal. Vin ein baki bedarche kinyan at sarach lazeh. If you're not an expert at how you make a kinyan with a guy, and it's complicated. That's why if you ever saw a mechiras chametz between the Rav and the Goy, they do all kinds of kinyonim, because there's many machloks on exactly what kinyon works between a Yid and a Goy. So if you're not sure how to do it, you're not a baki in the ways of making a kinyon that you need in this case, better to do the following. Yafkirenu bifnei shlosha. Be mafkirit. Say the animal is hefkir in front of three people. O alkoponim beinu levein atzmo. If you don't have three people there, at least be mafkirit between you and yourself. Da'oz ain't over al iser shvisas behema. And then when the load is on the animal and the animal is traveling with the load, you won't be over on shvisas behema. It's not your animal. You mafkir the animal, you sold the animal, but it's no longer your animal. Sha behema in a shalom, the animal is not yours. The yered min ha'gola, and you should get off the wagon, because the wagon is being pulled by the animal. You don't want to be pulled by an animal on Shabbos. The yizor shalom yihi mechamer. And again, like we said, b'sof sifkat and aleph, you want to make sure that now that the animal is not yours, you took care of shisas behemto, you also want to make sure the animal is not going to be carrying based on any noise that you make or action that you make, to make sure that you also avoid the isra of mechamer, which we learned above, according to some poskim, is an isra even if it's not your animal. The afla achar sha'asa kol ha'ateirim alalu, and even after you did all these ha'ateirim, shemachar ha'kol hifker, that you sold the animal or you mafkir it, tzarech lizor me'od, you have to be very careful, shelo yidnu le'enu yehudi or ala ha'golo shum dover me'achafotzim shelochu me'agolo be'er Shabbos. You don't want to give over to the goy or place on the wagon any of the items that you took off the wagon from Erev Shabbos. The osur litein le'enu yehudi b'Shabbos amanas lotzi. You can't give something to a goy to start carrying for you on Shabbos. Elokol mashelokol min hagola. But rather, anything that you have taken off the wagon from before Shabbos, yishor biyodam ad motzoi Shabbos. You should hold on to it and not walk until motzoi Shabbos. V'dan, you should know. The mashekosav afilu lo. The Mechaber said in the third line in the middle, you can give it to a goy, afilu lo nosan lo sochar alzeh, even though you didn't stipulate any kind of payment. So says the Mishabura in the last line of the Katan Gimel, v'dai you should know the mashakos, if that was the Mechaber writes, afilu lo, even if you didn't make a price, you didn't pay any money, hel yirabba mitzadeh lomar de'imhu mi bodyom, hel yirabba leans to say, that if it is still before Shabbos, tov yoser she'itein sochar, it will be better that you pay the goy a little bit of money. Like we mentioned before, and we learned earlier in the Chela Gimel, that if you're paying a guy to do a job, it's much more lenient, because then we could say he's just doing it for himself, because he's getting paid. He's not really doing it for you. So if you can't pay him, it's already Shabbos, so you can give it to him anyway. But it's better if you're able to pay him from before Shabbos. Sivkotan Dalud. The Afal Pish and his sonno. So the Mechaber said, even if you didn't pay him, even though you're giving it over to the goy when it's already Shabbos, nokat loshon b'dieved. The mechaber uses over your loshon b'dieved, even if b'dieved you gave it over to him when it was already Shabbos, mishum de lechatchila. Because the best way, al korcho, against your will, tzarech litein mi bodyom. It's better to give over anything you have to the goy before Shabbos. That's why the mechaber says b'dieved, if you give it over to the goy, even after it got dark, it's already Shabbos, that's only b'dieved, mishum iser mukta. We don't want you to be handling money when Shabbos starts, so of course, it would have been better if you handed over your money to the guy before Shabbos. But if you didn't, you're allowed to hand over your money to the guy on Shabbos. And the reason is, a person is bol amamona, we're worried you're going to carry it yourself, which should be an issa daraisa. Better give it to a guy. It's only amir lakum, and it's only for you an issa darabonim. But the Mechaber ended off with a very important point. And he said, if it wasn't your item, meaning, even if you found it, but you picked it up before Shabbos, now it's your item. So then, it's mutter, like we just discussed. But if you find something on Shabbos, so eino yochel litno leino yehudi, you find a mitzia, you want to pick it up and take it and give it to the guy, you cannot give it to the guy in that case. Ela im kein bol yodom mi bod yom. As the Mechaber said, unless it came into your hands mi bod yom, the hash to have a kekisa. If you picked it up mi bod yom, then it's like your wallet. It's like any other thing. You could give it to the goy, ideally before Shabbos, but even on Shabbos. And if you find it on Shabbos, you can't take it and give it to the goy. Why is that? Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's a katan hey. Tekevan de lo tarachba. Since it is a mitzia, it's something that you found, you did not work for it. Lo chayes alo. You are not so concerned over it. And we're not worried you're going to come to carry for Amos and Mishrabim. Afilu ilo sharis le'litin le'nehudi. The whole reason why you said you're allowed to give something to a guy to carry is because a person is bol al mamona. I'm worried about my money. If you don't let me give it to a guy, I'm going to carry it by myself and be over nisa daraisa. But if it's a mitzia that you didn't work for, when someone doesn't work for something, it's less choshev in their eyes. They didn't put any effort into it. So it's easy come, easy go. Even if Chazal say that you can't give it to the guy, we're not worried the person's going to carry it. He doesn't feel as connected to it. He wasn't tareil for it. And therefore, we did not have to make this exception. So only if you are the owner, and you'll be bol amamono, there Chazal said, better give it to a guy, otherwise you're going to come to carry it. But if it's only a mitzia, easy come, easy go, you didn't work for it, we're not worried that you'll carry it yourself, chas v'shalom, it's not yours, you're not so concerned over it, and therefore, we're not allowing you to give it to a guy, and this halacha would not apply. And again, the mussar over here is, that when a person works for something, that thing is more chashiv to him. It's hard-earned money. He earned money, he worked hard, he got something. That's more chashiv, and that a person is bol al-mamono. But someone who just gets it, it's easy come, easy go. And that's the mussar that comes out as halacha. We'll stop here and continue fighting with the beis and mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.